Every day in downtown Detroit, a huge incinerator burns more than 3,000 tons of waste. Detroit is one of only a handful of large cities that still burn trash. These days, most use landfills and recycling. But now, after almost 20 years in operation, Detroit may close one of the nation's largest incinerators. As Detroit Public Radio's Noah Ovshinsky reports, that closure could signal the end of an era.
I'm standing outside Detroit's incinerator. It's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's a steady stream of garbage haulers making their way into and out of the facility. The smell is pretty nauseating. There's smoke or steam, I can't tell which, coming out of 4 wide smokestacks. It's these emissions that most concern the residents that live near this facility.
It's like a sweet, spoiled fruit taste. When you breathe in the air, you can just feel it. You can feel it in your lungs. I don't know if anybody without asthma can feel it, but it's awful.
That's Ophelia Owens, a mother of 6 who's lived near the incinerator for years. She and her family are among a growing number of Detroit residents who suffer from respiratory illnesses such as asthma. She assumed for years that it was hereditary, which it sometimes is. But recently, she started to blame the pollutants spewing out of the nearby trash incinerator. Brad Van Gilder is a neighborhood organizer who has worked on the issue for years. He says it would be naive to think that the incinerator doesn't have some impact on the city's residents.
You can't make a one-to-one correlation between this gas coming from this facility has caused this one person's asthma. But what you can say is that this is a major facility that has contributed to the whole, and therefore its known emissions contributes to asthma, and so it's part of the problem.
But the city official who oversees the facility's operation disputes that claim. Deputy Mayor Anthony Adams chairs the Greater Detroit Resource Recovery Authority.
Our facility operates well below permitted levels. I mean, when you look at how we operate and the types of discharges that we release, we're so far below what our permitted standards are that it's almost laughable that they would continue to make these alarmist claims about this facility being a danger to the community.
Although city officials call their concerns alarmist, residents here say there's nothing alarmist about struggling to breathe polluted air. Detroit's incinerator was one of the first to come online in the early 90s. At the time, the process was seen as a cheap alternative to landfills and was embraced by cities like Indianapolis, Baltimore, and Honolulu. But almost as soon as the building spree began, it ended, due in part to fierce community opposition. Now, the contracts governing their operation are beginning to expire. Environmental activists say this presents a unique opportunity. David Siplett is with the Global Alliance for Incinerator Alternatives.
We're really at a crossroads right now. There's a strong push from many communities that are looking to use taxpayer dollars in a different way to really support recycling programs to get composting going and really to reduce what they're putting in landfills and incinerators.
In a way, Detroit is a holdout. Of the nation's 30 largest cities, the Motor City is the only one without some kind of curbside recycling program. There is one in the planning stages, so whether the trash ends up in the ground or in the air for the next 20 years, at least there will likely be less of it. For NPR News, I'm Noah Ovshinsky in Detroit.